Good morning, it's Storm, and this is Straight Talk with Storm. I know I've been MIA, missing in action for a while, but had to take care of my own mental health, and I had to get through the holidays. I had to get through life because life was lifing. I've been going through a lot this year with one of my children. If you follow me on Twitter, you already know what that's all about, so I'm not going to touch on that, but I'm going to touch on something that me and my partner slash husband have been noticing a lot with our web design customers. And so this isn't his arena because, of course, he was never a sex worker like I was, but I was. So I want to just get into things with you guys because this is one of those important things that's part of kind of my mentorship. But since, my mentorship is something you have to sign up for, this is just some free game this morning. So I get that the climate of the world is uncertain financially. Trust me, I feel it in my own home. I've had to turn to Twitter more for help in these last few months than I have in years. And we're in a two-income household, but it has still been very, very rough terrain. The cost of food alone, I feel like the cost of food at this point is almost equal to or worse than cost of rent. And that's crazy. And then I have a daughter who's in her senior year, of course. So we need money for college and all kinds of things for her. And at any rate, changing rates daily. So on your ads that are on the internet, if you want to change your rates on your ads and you're like, because I know when I used to be a sex worker, I would advertise on sites that were not sites that I was going to put my website information on, for instance. I don't suggest girls use these sites, but at some points when things are going the way you don't want them to and you got to make your money because you got bills and you got children, I completely get that. So if you're in that situation and you're placing ads on sites where you are not going to put your website information, have at that. Change your rates there as often as you would want to. But on your website, I feel as though when you keep taking your rates up and down and all over the place, first of all, it confuses your customers. I don't know why no one listens when I try to explain that to them, but it does, especially people who are regs, because a lot of people, even though they have regs, they don't grandfather regs in. The regs still pay whatever the rate is, right? Especially your good regs who are respectful and understand you need your money, okay? So my thing is, it drives your clients crazy. It drives us as web designers crazy when you are changing your rates every 5 to 10 minutes is what it feels like. I don't mean that literally, but that's just genuinely what it feels like. And then it also lets the men know and gives them a little bit of a power trip, because if I can figure out that something must be awry or that you might be going through it when you're doing that, you better believe the clients can figure it out too. Some of them sit and wait and watch your rates and won't come see you till you're at your lowest rate. Like, you know, there are guys like that. It's horrible, but they exist. They sit there just like some of us price watch items on Amazon. We watch to see when it was at its highest price, when it was at its lowest price, and then we buy it depending on that, right? Your clients are no different. So you're doing yourself a disservice when you are raising and lowering your rates to try to get more business. Unless it's on, like I said, a site where you're not going to mention your website. But doing that on your website is madness. Unless you have a page on your website set up for like specials or, you know, special incentives or an incentives page for maybe just your regs, for maybe just newbie first timers, kind of like when you go to a site and a pop-up comes up if you're buying clothing or shoes and it says, you know, sign up for our email, first time shopper, get 15-20% off, that kind of thing. But your rates need to be set in stone on your website. I can understand giving yourself a raise, a promotion, if you will, like quarterly, maybe, or even bi-monthly. But changing rates almost every week or every other day because you're panicking and because you're just trying to find some way to get people in the door faster. I just feel like it's not good marketing and good use of your own time. I would strongly suggest finding a rate and sticking with it. All money's not good money. And all money's not always fast money. You want to get the clients who have the rate that you put and who will honor it. You should not be haggled down or let clients drive your rate. Do you think, for instance, Louis Vuitton or Gucci let us drive their price? Never. They don't. They set their price, and those who can afford it are going to pay it, and those who cannot will not until they can save up enough to pay it. It's quite simple. Like, that's just not how business works. Businesses in general do not lower their rate, do not raise their rate to suit certain people. They set a rate to make sure they make their margins and the fees that they need to make for their business to be profitable. They're also known for their price point. Everybody knows that Gucci is going to be $4 to $5 signs if we were to go by how Google lets you know how expensive something is. Everyone knows that Target and Walmart are going to be $1 sign, possibly two in today's economy. But everyone knows these things, right? So there's no shocker, right? And people who can afford to shop where they can afford to shop, shop there. And people who can't afford to shop, don't. And they keep their financial bottom line and their margin the way it needs to be. That's why these companies have been around forever. Some of you forget that even though this is sex work, fundamentally, it is still a business. We want guys to realize it's actually work, but then we don't treat it like it's a business. If you want people in the world to understand sex work is work, then you have to remember to treat it as a business and act professionally accordingly yourself. Stop taking your rates up and down, to the side, to the left, to the right, up and down. Up and down and all over the place the minute you get panicked because the calls aren't coming in as fast. There are certain points of the year where the calls don't come in as fast anyway. I always noted it was around back to school time because a lot of the gents were in an age group where they had kids going off to college similarly to me. And around that time frame of the year, they had to be more cautious with their spending. Another time is during the summer when they're home more with the wife and the kids and they're going on vacation. The other time of the year is usually right after the holiday, leading into February. You'll find a little bit of slowness. Again, because of all the spending they did during the holidays. And if you hold until the line, you'll get through that patch. Again, if you want to get on Twitter and offer a specific rate, that's your business. If you want to get on ads where you're not including your website so that they can't go and find your other rate, awesome. But on your website, don't change your rate every minute you get panicked. Don't change your rate every week. That should never happen. Like, literally, that should never happen. Suppose someone is considering being a reg, right? But they're also courteous, so they check your website to see what's going on, to see if anything's changed, or they're just trying to remember something before they book their next appointment with you. And they saw you say it, $400 on Monday. They've decided, though, dang, you know what? I would like to see her again on Wednesday. And your rates changed. And they're sitting over there scratching their head trying to figure out, like, what went on? I just saw you 2 days ago. Now the rate's 100 to 150 higher or 100 to 150 lower. See what I'm saying? It's confusing. Imagine you went to your favorite restaurant, right? And you were just there Monday. And then the waiter comes up to you and he tells you it's a totally different price than just 2 days after. I'm not saying don't give yourself a raise. Most people do. But they do it quarterly or bi-monthly. It's not like every other day, every other week kind of thing. It confuses the hell out of your customers. If you want to get more money, instead of changing rates so often, try offering a multi-hour package or an overnight package. Seriously, try that. I used to do that. That's the best way to do it, quite honestly. Offer packages that offer them more of a true experience where you guys are getting to know each other, where you guys are spending time with each other, where it's overnight, where they genuinely feel cared about. And that'll give you the price of two or three sessions in one session versus nitpicking at your rates all day, every day, just nitpicking and nitpicking and nitpicking at your rates. Because unfortunately, folks, I am going to have to start charging more for people who are going to be people who change their rates often. I'm on retainer for certain clients for web updates, and then others pay as they need. The problem is the rates I've been quoting everyone for those services were based off of the usual amount of changes. But now I'm getting bombarded with people who want to make these changes once a week, twice a week, and think that that is somehow included in that original fee. It's not, because you're going above and beyond the work amount that was agreed upon originally. But more than that, like I said, it teaches men that they can control your business passively, aggressively, without even saying anything to you. Like, really, you're letting them control your business, and you should never do that. That is a slippery slope, and once you get on that slippery slope, it's hard to get off of it. Never let your business be driven by them. Always have control of the business and make them respect your boundaries and your rates. It's really simple. Make them respect your boundaries and your rates. Don't be wishy-washy based off of, let's say, for instance, some things are just coincidences. Let's just say that you lowered your rate on Tuesday and you got more calls. Maybe you were going to get more calls Tuesday anyway, and at your rate that was higher originally, and you'd have made more if you didn't just lower them. Like, that, some things really are coincidental. And to you, to our human brain, it does seem like, oh, well, that happened that way because I made this change and that change. When realistically, it just happened that way because more people were off that day. More people thought of you that day. More people saw your ad that day. It doesn't have to be anything that went along with your rates. And I think sometimes we have one day here and there that makes us think it did, or one guy complains, and because he's a reg, we take his word as the end all be all, and then we just change everything about our business model and our business structure. And that's absolutely ridiculous. Stop doing that, ladies. Like, for real, stop doing that. These guys know exactly what they're doing. They want you to lower that rate, some of them. Some of them are gentlemen, and they'll tip you extra because they think your rate should be higher. But a lot of these guys feed off of the weaker ones who they know will change their rate just to suit them. I'm telling you what I know because I used to be guilty of it myself. Like, I'm not telling you anything I didn't learn from experience. So, hold the line. Keep your rate on your website what you feel you deserve. Again, keep your rate on your website, what you feel you deserve, and more importantly, what you need to support yourself and your household, your schooling, whatever else you got going on. Remain true to thyself. That's the best thing I can say, is remain true to thyself and stop becoming panicked. Don't allow yourself to panic, because a lot of that shows panic, all right? I just wanted to come through this morning and have that discussion with you on rates, because it's super important. I think that on rates and on screening, that you have boundaries and that you strongly set them and that you don't let people cross them. All right? You'll hear from me again. I can't say how soon it'll be. Hopefully sooner than later. But as always, be safe. Screen your clients. Create boundaries. Stick to your boundaries. And make sure they remember, sex work is work. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.